This news update's being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In a court case, Charles Bruce Hiltz II has admitted guilt in Huron County Circuit Court. Hiltz, already on felony probation for a third OWI, was caught with a 12-gauge hunting gun during a Nighthawk probation check back in January of this year. He pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm and violating his probation. The stakes are high. Hiltz faces up 7.5 years for the gun charge, plus potentially another 5 years for breaching his probation. All his seized firearms are now forfeited, and the court has set his sentencing for May 11th, where the full weight of his actions will be determined. In Huron County Circuit Court Monday, a man already under the court's watchful eye has admitted to a serious new charge, striking a deal that could shape his future. Douglas Harold Plester, previously convicted of an OWI and operating on probation, pleaded guilty to possessing both a firearm and ammunition, making him a prohibited person in the eyes of the law. The plea agreement is a high-stakes exchange. Plester's admission of guilt means prosecutors will not pursue a habitual offender notice, a legal maneuver that could have drastically increased his potential prison sentence. As part of the deal, he'll forfeit the seized weapons, and his legal team will even correct a detail on his criminal record. Adding a unique twist to the proceedings, the court also modified Plester's bond conditions. While still restricted from public roads, he's now permitted to operate vehicles like lawnmowers or excavators on private property for work, provided he holds a valid driver's license. With the pleas accepted, Douglas Harold Plester now awaits his fate. Sentencing is scheduled for May 11th, where the court will determine the consequences of his latest legal entanglements and probation violation. And a Michigan lawmaker is pushing forward a plan aimed at preserving one of the state's most recognizable recycling programs. State Representative Joseph Pavlov recently supported legislation designed to ease the financial burden on beverage distributors who manage the behind-the-scenes work of collecting and processing returnable bottles and cans. The proposal, House Bill 5517, introduces a small refundable tax credit, half a cent per container, to help offset the substantial operational costs tied to Michigan's bottle deposit system. While many residents routinely return empties for refunds, Pavlov emphasized that few realize the scale and expense required to keep the system running smoothly. Distributors reportedly process more than 3.8 billion containers each year, with costs exceeding $60 million annually. Supporters of the measure say the added financial relief would help sustain the infrastructure that has long contributed to reducing litter and promoting recycling statewide. The bill has cleared the House and now is awaiting consideration in the Michigan Senate. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep, he only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank, that is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for 6 generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with a look at more news. Following recent missile and drone strikes in the Middle East, the U.S. State Department's ordered an immediate security review of all diplomatic missions worldwide. The directive aims to bolster defenses against asymmetric threats. The move comes after reports of suspicious drone activity near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Officials stated the goal is to ensure the safety of personnel and regional tensions continue to escalate. The United Arab Emirates Ministry of Defense reported that its air defenses successfully intercepted several incoming missiles and drones from Iran today. One strike did manage to hit the Al Minhad air base, causing minor damage. The UAE called on international community to intervene to prevent further regional destabilization, and authorities have confirmed there were no fatalities among the civilian population during the alerts. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're member FDIC.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Sebring Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Sebring Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back. Michigan is asking counties to participate in a statewide tornado drill today at 1 p.m. as a part of the Severe Weather Awareness Week. Huron County, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties will each participate in the statewide drill, which is part of the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. This test will help ensure sirens are functioning properly when needed, and if inclement weather happens at the time of the scheduled siren test, the test will be canceled in order to avoid confusion. That's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.